Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Margot Graff with Habitat for Humanity of Martin County. Since its inception in 1986, Habitat has built 100 homes in Hobe Sound, Indiantown, Jensen Beach, Port Salerno, and Stewart. Raising the Roof, a benefit for Habitat, featuring top motivational speakers and experts on overcoming barriers to success in life and work, will take place on Tuesday, July 30th at the Grace Place of Stewart on Southeast Salerno Road. Margot, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Before we get to Raising the Roof, tell me a little bit about how Habitat works. You know, we often see people on TV about to walk into their house, their new home. They're all very happy and excited. But how does the process actually work?
Well, it is a process, and thank you for asking. Habitat for Humanity is not a handout program. We do not give away houses. It is a hand up. It's offered to people that live, work, and play in Martin County, that are hardworking people that would just otherwise never qualify for a traditional mortgage through a bank. So they join our Habitat. They invest 300 hours of sweat equity. They build their own home side by side with the volunteers. And in return, we give them a 30-year interest-free mortgage. So it's a nice program. Sometimes our homeowners are partners with us for up to 3 years prior to getting offered a home with Habitat.
I'm assuming they have to apply. And if so, what is the criteria?
They do. They have to be in the low-income range, the HUD.
Let me just point out that HUD stands for Housing and Urban Development.
Yes. Gives us the income according to their family size. And they also have to currently live in a substandard housing situation, whether overcrowded, high rent, inferior roofs. And then the third element is that they have to be willing to partner with us. And that's the sweat equity to actually build their own home.
How do you pick where you'll build them?
We build them where we have land. And so we have land and land banks right now for the future. We have a 40-home development that we're just closing the first four homes on in Indiantown. And then hopefully we'll go back to Hobe Sound and Port Salerno, where we have a little bit of land. We build throughout Martin County.
And how many homes will you typically build in a year?
We like to build between 10 and 12 homes a year. We have about 400 applicants a year. So it really is a privilege to be a Habitat homeowner.
I'm speaking today with Margot Graff with Habitat for Humanity of Martin County. Tell me about Raising the Roof. This is actually a benefit featuring motivational speakers. And as I understand it, you're not actually putting it on, but you're the recipient of this benefit.
Absolutely. This is really funny how it came to be. We have a community leader, Patrick Stacuzzi, and the REMAX team in Martin County. They're very involved in the community, and they felt that the time was right to put on an event such as this, and calling it Raising the Roof and donating the proceeds to Habitat for Humanity. We're very excited about it. We need motivational speakers. Everyone needs a little bit of uplifting in their life. And I haven't been to a seminar in a long time, and I'm looking forward to it, to hear what the speakers have to say. Les Brown is an amazing person, as I understand it. And Grace Place is a beautiful church that has stadium seating, so everyone will have a great opportunity to not only see but hear the speakers.
What has working with Habitat meant to you?
It's been incredible. I love the program because it is not a handout. Everybody works together. And it's really what God told us to do. Love your neighbor. And it's as simple as that. It's a really simple concept. And that's how we build. Neighbor help a neighbor with donated goods and funds.
I've been speaking today with Margot Graff with Habitat for Humanity of Martin County. If you'd like more information about their Raising the Roof benefit or Habitat itself, you'll find contact information as well as this archive story on our website, WQCS.org. Margot, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me.
If you're involved in an area not for profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, WQCS.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.